This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
By the way, our ha'ora on the Eid in Zerim, in why Rashi says that it's in whose mubaveis in Zerim, where you speak about din la'amid of bedin of the Torah. If you look at the Gemara Makkos, you'll see Rashi asks that or explains that right there, and says that firstly, if it's in the same beis din, then as we suggested on Thursday night, kivan shehegid eino chizir magid, there's a din that once an Eid has finished his Eidus, he may not go back on it or change it or do anything. Once he's finished, he said all he has to say. That's it. He can't come along afterwards and say, oh, I was telling a lie, or I'm an Eid Zemim. We don't accept any further Eidus once he's finished. So the only way he can do it is to go to another Beis Din. However, if he goes to another Beis Din, we have another problem. If he goes along to another Beis Din and says, I was giving Eidus at such and such a Beis Din, and I'm an Eid Zemim. I wasn't there, I was telling a lie. Then we have a problem of that's my Rosha. We can't believe him either. So the only way we can do it is if he was found by others to be an Eid Zoymeh in the first Beis Din. And before they held him up to Din, he ran away to another Beis Din and said to them, I was found to be an Eid Zoymeh in Beis Din Aleph. So now we've got everything. So his Eidus was finished. This is a new Eidus. So the new Beis Din can listen to him. And Eidom Eisim Atzmei Rosha isn't a problem because he's been found a Rosha already by the Eidim HaMezimim. And that's why Rashi puts it in this particular format. Hamotzi ha'ones. Why does Rabbi Yoshaya not mention Oines Mefate and Moitzi Shemro, which is Momin? Explains Rashi, Shechamishim Kesef Levad Havi Knas. It is only the Chamishim Kesef part of the payment which is Knas. Aval Yesh Boi Pegam Sheshoveach Shapochus Midimei Korah Kidoma Biksuvis. But there is also pegam which has to be paid in the case of an oines and a mefate and a mitzi shemro. And there's boishes, and that's the mamoinu. Those are cases of mamoinu. Why isn't that included? I wonder if there isn't boishes there. I wonder if there can't be a claim of boishes. How much a person would be willing to be paid to go through the experience of being a mitzvah shemra? The gam there doesn't seem to be, since it was proved that there was no problem. Although in the Dibur HaMakir, Rashi says only oines and mefate. Is that what you'd be medayik from? He doesn't say. But in fact, he has a different gerusa. Rashi has oines and mefate de mamoinohu. He leaves Motzi Shemro out, in fact. So you're right. In Rashi, according to Rashi's gears, it's not. There is no payment. The Algemor has it in, and either we've got to say it's lav dafke, or we've got to say that there could be boishes in a case of Motzi Shemro. One puts a person through a humiliating experience. That could be boishes. Answer the Gemara Manavshach. I nezek tanale. What are these payments that have to be made in addition to the knas? Nezek has been included. I tzar tanale. Tzar has been included. I boishes tanale. Boishes has been included. I pegam hainu nezek. And pegam is a form of nezek. That's what you're paying him. You're paying him damages. Ma'is lach lememas. And if it's none of those, what else could it be? Knaso. Then it is knaso. Be knaso. Like kamayri. And we've said already that it's not talking about knas. Says Rashi, Hachi Gersina Manavshach, Mishum Mai Itztrich Leila Mitni. Why should he mention it? I Mishum Tzar Tanale, and so on. What is Rashi saying? What's Rashi's Chiddush there? Huh?
I don't know what Rashi is saying.
Those cases of certain moment, that's not knas.
Manavshach, says the Gemara. Again, manavshach. I hezek, hezek she'enu niker, shmei hezek.
We have a machlokes as to whether hezek, which has no physical manifestation, is considered nezek according to all the halachas of nezek. If we're going to paskin that hezek she'enu niker, shmei hezek, that it is called nezek, or tanya le nezek, then it's included in nezek.
And if we're going to say that unrecognizable nezek is not considered nezek, then what is the payment for? Havalei knasa. Then it's a fine that we're giving him. Will be knasa leikamayri.
Says Rashi, medamea ma'ariv trumo im chulin shel chaveri. A person puts trumo into his friend's chulin. The hashto mazbin lehu bezol. Now he's got to sell his chulin. He can't eat it himself because it's got trumo in it. He's got to sell it. Who can he sell it to? Only to kohanim. Lefishen yochaloich lo ela kohen. And therefore the price is lower because there's a small market for it. And so he has decreased the value of his grain by putting in the truma in.
Do they even buy? I think it's always for free.
And if he needs, then he'll buy. He can buy cheaply. If he needs more, he'll buy. Menasech, shenisech yayin chavir el avodah zorah.
A person was menasech the yayin of his friend for avodah zorah, v'osroi behano, and thus made it forbidden to benefit from. Hoil v'ovid be'maise begufe de yayin.
It's also Bahanor because he's done a Maisa in the Yain itself. That's why it's not only also Bishtir, but it's also Bahanor.
Hezek Sheinu Nika Kigoin Hocho. For example, these, the Ein HaNezek Nika B'toich HaPeiros, the Nezek is not obvious in the fruit. Deloi Chosa Luhu, because they have not been decreased. There is no physical manifestation of a decrease, of a quantitative decrease.
Says the Gemara, Leima Kosola Rabbi Chiya Hezek Sheinu Nika Lo Yishmei Hezek.
We can assume, therefore, that Rabbi Chiya holds that Hezek Sheinu Nika is not Nezek. The Yishmei Hezek Otan Alei Nezek. Because he must regard it as Knas. And he mentions Knosis. Rabbi Yoshaya doesn't, but he does. And that's why he mentions Metamea Medamea Menasek. Because if he regarded it as Nezek, it's included already. He's mentioned Nezek. Why does he mention these specifically again?
Answer the Gemara, no. Even Rabbi Chiya might consider that this is Nezek too, not Knas. Aye, you will ask, if he said Nezek, why does he repeat these cases? Tano Hezek de Minkiro, but Tano Hezek de Luminkiro. He mentions Hezek which is noticeable and Hezek which is not noticeable.
Says Rashi, Leima Kasol Rabbi Chiya Loshme Hezek, Umishum de Knasu Tani, to Loihavi Bichlal Ovis to Rabbi Yoshaya. And it's because of the Knas that he mentions it, because it is not included in the Ovis of Rabbi Yoshaya.
Says the Gemara, Bishlam ol Tana didan Tana minyono limuti de Rabbi Yoshaya.
I understand why the Tana of the Mishnah mentions a number, a figure, four of his nezikin, because he is excluding the cases of Rabbi Yoshaya. V'Rabbi Yoshaya Tana minyono limuti de Rabbi Chiya. And Rabbi Yoshaya states a number to show that he's excluding the cases of Rabbi Chiya. Ela minyono de Rabbi Chiya limuti mai. But why does Rabbi Chiya say 24? Why doesn't he just list them? What is the 24 to say, as if to imply that there are others which he is not including?
Answers the Gemara, Lim Ute, Moiser, Umefagel. He excludes the cases of Moiser and Mefagel. Mefagel means that a person shechts with the intention of eating the korban outside the time frame specified for that particular korban. That's the normal case of pigul.
Elo minyano de Rabbi Chiya Lim Ute Mai, Deloi Machshiv Bahadayu. Why does Rabbi Chiya mention a figure? It must be to exclude certain others which he doesn't include.
Moiser is malshin. Person tells the authorities that another Jew has been doing something incorrect.
Moiser momen chaver lo ivid kechovin, resulting in the fact that he hands his friend's money over to a goy.
Umefagel. That's, by the way, a terribly serious issue to be moiser. It's a terribly serious issue. Yes, none of your business.
It's
a bit mercy. Specifically to a goy, yeah. Yeah, if you sell from a Jew, then you've got a mitzvah to retrieve it.
So not a question of stealing. If he stole, then it's not his. And then he's stolen from you, you mean? In a case where he's stolen from you. Yeah, but you can't use this in a blackmail case, for example. You're having an argument with a yid, and you say, look, if you don't do such and such, I'm going to tell that you didn't receive it, that you didn't pay your taxes, or whatever it is. That's none of your business to do. And this is a very complicated issue as to where it applies in a case where taxes are being levied equitably, where by him not paying taxes, you really are suffering. It might not be so simple that one can't. But in general, to be most serious, it's very serious.
Is there an implication here that Rabbi Tia should have said that word Hain? Or
no, not according to Tosfos anyway. Not according to Tosfos. The fact that he mentioned the number implies that there are others apart from the 24.
Now, that I understand. But is the Havamina why he shouldn't have mentioned the number? That if these were going to be all, then he should have said Hain, or he should have said...
No, if there's a number they can't, then it isn't all already.
That I understand, but the
Havamina. What's the Havamina? Ask the Gemara, why does he mention a number? Limutimai. That's the Havamina, Limutimai. There must be others. Umafagel, says Rashi, Koyin sheshochat korbonu shel Yisrael chatos lushum shlomim. A Koyin shechts the korban of Yisrael, and he has in his mind that it's a korban chatos, and it's supposed to be a korban chatos, and he has in mind that it's a korban shlomim. Then the din is that the bailim, the owner, has to bring another korban. It doesn't work as a chatos. But sorry, chacher, so he's been damaged. He's been damaged by the kohen's intention. Now here Rashi doesn't give the normal meaning of this of pigul. He gives a difference. In the shita, it's brought the reason is because Rashi's mechadish that he can't use as an excuse that he's an onus because most of the shita he does is shlomim. There were hundreds and hundreds of shlomim every day that the kohanim used to shecht for. And chatos was less frequently. Perhaps nowadays it would be different, but in those days that's how it used to be. So he says, "I'm sorry, I've just done 200 shlomim, and yours came along, and automatically my mind's along the lines of shlomim. So I'm an onus." So it teaches Rashi that by odom there's no claim of onus. As we'll see further on in the Masechta, an odom who is mazik has no defense of onus. That's why we've had already, even when a person's asleep, he's a mu'ad. There's no such thing as I'm an onus. You're responsible for anything you damage, no matter what the circumstances are. The litni asks the Gemara's attacker, why aren't these included? I can say the pigul is not mentioned because the Tanna is not talking in kodshim. Ela Moiser, my time Eloi Tani, but why is Moiser not mentioned? Answer the Gemara, Shani, Moiser di dibur Eloi Kamairi. Moiser is only an Isur of Dibur. There's no Moiser, and since there's no Moiser, it's not included as one of the obvious Lezikim. Va Moitzi Shemro di Diburahu, Tani. Ask the Gemara, but Moitzi Shemro is Dibur, and he mentions Moitzi Shemro. Answer the Gemara, Dibur di Ispe Moiser hu. It's a different kind of dibur. It's a dibur which follows a maaseh. It's involved. The real nezek involves a maaseh. There was be'ilo. V'ho edim zomimim diburu deles be'maasehu uktani. What about edim zomimim? That's dibur without a maaseh. The edim haven't done anything. The whole case of an edim zomimim is where nothing has yet been done. And he mentions that as an av nezek. So you see that damage by mouth is also called nezek. Awesome, answers the Gemara. Afa gav de les be maise, rachmona karye maise. Even though it isn't a maise, the Torah terms the act of edim zomimin as a maise nezek. Dichtiv, as it says, va'asisim loy kasher zomim la'asos, and that's learned from the words la'asos. You shall do to him as he plotted to do. It doesn't just say as he plotted, you don't have to say to do, that's a yitu. Could say, and you shall do to him as he plotted. No, and you shall do to him as he plotted to do. This action for action. What would have been done is what you do to him. So the Torah calls it a maaseh, even though nothing actually occurred. The Torah calls Edim Zomim a maaseh. Says Rashi, "V'litn le Rabbi Chia hay Moise, Moitz Hashem la dibur dis be'Maise be'ila." Says the Gemara, "Bishlomo la Tana di Dan Tana Ovis Michlal di Katoldis." We've seen our Mishnah, our Tana is very good. He calls them Ovis because they are Toldis. Elo la Rabbi Chia v'Rabbi Yoshaya Ovis Michlal di Katoldis to the same Ma'inihu. But according to Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshaya, what are the Toldis? We were so certain in the Mishnah, you'll remember, that we didn't ask what the Toldis are. What did we ask straight off the Gemara? Whether Toldis saying Ki Yitzeh Bein Olav Ki Yitzeh Bohem. There was no question that they were Toldis. Now the Gemara is certain that they aren't Toldis. And asks therefore, what are the Toldis? Never mind Ki Yitzeh Bein Olav Ki Yitzeh Bohem. My Ninu, what are the Toldis? Answers the Gemara, they aren't any Toldis. Omer Rabbi Avol Kulon Ka'ovis L'Shanim Yimeitav. The truth is they are really Ka'ovis. They're not really Ovis. They like Ovis in as much as they pay from Meitav. But really, there are still only Arba Ovis Nezikin. Those are the four listed in the Mishnah. And these are, as we learned it as we went through, a next stage of Ovis. It's not those that are written Behedia, those are the Ovis. Those that are written but are not Behedia, they're also a kind of Ovis, in as much as you pay me Meitav. That's why they're called Ovis, because they're written and you pay me Meitav. My timer, where do we know from that you pay me Meitav? As you tachas nesino yesharem kesef. It's learned from tachas, from nesino, and from yesharem and from kesef. Those terms, with those words, everything can be learned from everything, as Rashi shows. But there's a gzera shova all the way around, with all these cases. Oh, so they ask, the Rishonim ask, but Toldus is also Meitav. So a Toldu is Meitav because it's learned from the Av. Because it's like the Av.
So this is a different...
So it's a different category. It's really, we've got the Av and its Toldus, and these we've got these Ke'ovis, we've got these Semi-Ovis, which are mentioned specifically in the Torah, and are mentioned with a Limud for Meitav. And since they're mentioned in the Torah and are not learnt from the Ovis, we can't call them Toldis. So we call them Ovis also. But we're calling them Ovis not because they have Toldis, we're calling them Ovis because they have no parents. We're calling them Ovis because they're not learnt from an Av. That, they're independent, that's why they're called Ovis. They're not Ovis in their capacity to create Toldis. It's mashma that we would have learnt them, but without Meitav. Why without Meitav? If we would have learned them, it should have been with Meitav, shouldn't it? So therefore, it was much better. We wouldn't have been able to learn them. I Odom Amazik includes everything. And if Odom is one of the four, why can't we learn from Odom, as Rashi wanted to do at the bottom, that you can learn everything from Odom Amazik?
Well,
Knesset certainly didn't learn Knesset, no, but the Nezikin you could have. From Odom Amazik you could have learned it. So from Odom Amazik we wouldn't have known Meitav, maybe. So the Shomrim we wouldn't have known. And what about Nezik, Tzar, and Ripui and all those, and Shevis, Boshes? That we would have known from Odom Amazik. But we might have known only Odom Amazik Odom. If it wasn't in the Torah, Odom Amazik Shor, we might not have known Odom Amazik Odom for the reasons that we gave on Thursday also, that it's not quite the same degree of Nezik. So Kenzine, we wouldn't have been able to learn it out from the Toldis. And we wouldn't have been able to learn it out as Toldis. So that is a subcategory. So the four are always in as much as they create Toldis. They're written Behedya and they create Toldis. The 24 are written and they don't create Toldis. None, but well, of the four Behedya. But apart from the four, none of them are Behedya.
Didn't we say the difference between Rabbi Hir and Rabbi Yishai was Rabbi Yishai is not Behedya?
No, we said Rabbi Yishai is not Behedya, yeah, and Rabbi Hir is also not Behedya. The Knossos are written Behedya. Take it. The Knossos are written Behedya. That's what makes them knas. Give it a fixed amount written behedya. says Rashi. Michlal de'ika todos ki de perishinan le'el lechol chad v'chad. As we've explained before, for each one of the four toldos, negifo, neshicho, lekerim, nishakho, lehanoso, toldo, deshein, v'chein, lechulam. Then Tachas Nesino, I'm not going to learn, well, let me learn the first part of this Rashi. Because really, to learn this Rashi, you need to sit with a Chumash and go through each case, see the Pasuk, see the Limud, see how it ties up. There's no other way to learn the Rashi. We'll do it when we learn it at Be'yun. And you should do it in Chavrusim meanwhile. Tachas Nesino, the Bechulu Ksiv Oy Tachas. The Gamrinen tachas mishoyer muad. They've all have the term tachas written, and we learn exera shova from shoyer muad where it says tachas. Dichtiv be shoyer tachas hashoyer. Mahoson mimeitav. Just as in shoyer muad, meitav applies. How do we know that? The gomar mishen veregel. Dichtiv be meitav sadeil. Shoyer muad we learn from shen veregel where it's written meitav. Afkan meitav shimbo l'shanim karka l'nizak b'shvil hezekoi magbihoi min ho'idis. If he comes to claim karka, if a nizak comes to claim karka for his damage, then he's entitled to claim from the best of the karka. Oy nesino, and then Rashi goes on to show the other limudim as well and how they work. From all of the four of us. Yeah.
Once you have the four, then you start having.
Yes, you need all the four. You need all the four.
One of each of these words are in the four others.
Yes.
Once we have common denominators,
then each of the others, yes, can be learnt one way or another, we'll all trace back to their origins. Which explains further why they're of us. That they're of us, why those four are really the prime of us. Because they're responsible for the limit of meta of all the other obvious, and they generate all this.
So maybe you just want to understand, what about the tongue? How does the tongue?
Because there's a gzeras hakosuv of megufe. So meta is specifically excluded in the case of tongue. That's the chidush of tongue. That it's chatzi nezek and that's megufe.
It's a
special exclusion of the Torah itself. That's a special av according to some, and according to some it's not an av. If shor is not for all three, then tam isn't mentioned.
Yeah, we see it still from the when it says shekhavamah.
We'll include the short tam we ended, but not as one of the others necessarily. Does that mean that it's an av? After all, it's knas according to the Maandomer who says that it's knas. It's not necessarily included as part of as an av, I don't think. With the riff and the Rosh business there. So therefore you want to say the tam is an av, and yet it's an exception in that it's not mimetav. It's a gzeras hakosuv, but it's not mimetav. That's how we would have to say then. All other others are mimetav except tam. What tam? Why not? Because it says in the Torah.
And then
it's a difficult limit, isn't it?
Then why do we have to get the four? Because should the Eidim Zomim is from Eidim because it's kashes and masot lachim.
And the Achiv would have had to pay for Meitav. Firstly, it's not so clear that the Achiv would have had to pay for Meitav. what would have happened if he was giving evidence that his friend owed him money? Chayiv. If Reuven and Shimon come and give evidence that Levi owes whoever 100 rand, when he really doesn't. So he has to pay the 100, but it doesn't have to be Mimetov. Yet it's mashma that the Eidim Zomim would have to pay Mimetov. And then it's a real Kiddush, then it's not Kashir Zomim. That's what we have to learn. Ask the Gemara Maika Omer. What is the Mishnah saying in this Lo Harei Hashur Kaharei Hamavet? What's the kasha? So Rashi says Lama li lemitnei klal. The kasha is not what does it mean. The kasha is why do I need it? It's obvious. Omer Rav Zvid Mashmei Derava Hakik Omer Lichtiv Rachman Lechadu V'Teiti Idich Minach. So how does that answer the kasha? So if Rashi says my karma means lama li lemisli klal, so what was the havamina? What did the Gemara think it meant? That means Rashi's learning is not asking what it means. I know what it means, says Rashi. My kasha is why state it. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara tells us then what it means. It doesn't answer why it's stated. So Rashi betayti idach mine, ba me matzina b'shoshu mazik v'chayev, afama v'shu mazik yechayev. Let's use a simple me matzina. So originally the Gemara says the Mishnah suggested maybe you could write only one of them. Only Shoran with a simple Me Matzina you would learn all the others. Kanzamon says no. Lo yastik the mefarish leil rav latam u'shmul latam. As the Gemara as Rav and Shmuel explained before, lo yizek yizek because of the different milus and chisoinus of each one. But it's difficult to understand according to Rashi. What is the question? What is the answer? Tosfos can learn it different. Look at the bottom. Tosfos ma'ikah omer mishum deloy matzah diferush shehay lo yarek she'al lo arei shebeshas. So this was, you remember, his shita is that this is a different loy haray. So we had that on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So there he says, in that case, kametama, maike omer, the Gemara is entitled to answer, what's pshat? What does this loy haray mean? It can't be translated the normal way, so how do you translate it? So according to Tosfos, it's very good, but according to Rashi, you remember, Rashi says that a loy haray is absolutely standard. It's no different to any other loy haray in the Shas. So what does it mean? Says Rashi, it means lama yilamit niklam, not what does it mean. But why do I need it? Why not? What would be if it didn't say Lo Harei? Implying, I know Lo Harei. I must know Lo Harei. So then what is the Gemara answering? No, he says he wants to learn from one. The Havamin is that you can learn it only from one. But clearly, what's the Gemara's kash of Mike Omer again? If Lo Harei means this can't be learned from that and that can't be learned from that, what does the Gemara answer? So Rashi says, Lama li lemit niklal. I know what Lo Harei means. Lo Harei means you cannot learn, Rashi says, the second from the first. Is that right? Is that how Rashi translated it? You cannot learn the second from the first. So Lo Harei this means you cannot learn the second. Lo Harei that, you cannot learn that from that. So I know what it means. I know what it means. Ask the Gemara, Lama li lemit niklal, but why tell me that? Answer the Gemara, I might have thought that you could have learned one from the others. It comes to tell me you can't.
Sure. he wouldn't have known Mabe. So if he would have just learned Mabe,
right,
he should have known Shor, according to Rashi. So if he just learned Mabe, doesn't that put Rashi aside?
And you want to say with a simple mematina, we could take any of them. Just start with probably the first one. And so on. I imagine that Rashi wants to suggest that from the one, the mematina says, it's your money, it caused damage, you chayev. Finished. Anything that's yours, it causes damage, you chayev. That's what I would have thought. Comes the Gemara to teach me, no, each one has a peculiarity, but we knew that in the Havamina already. According to Rashi, I can't understand what the Havamina of the Gemara is. Let's go further in the Gemara. Loizeh b'zeh shish b'im ruach chayim maika oma. Not these two that have ruach chayim. What is it coming to teach us? Omer ad b'shar shoyim ashmei derobah hachik oma. Lichtoiv rachmono tarti v'teisi idach minayu. Let the Torah try writing two, and the others could be learned out of them. Chada omer chada mitarti loyosi. And onto the Mishnah, you cannot learn one from the two because of ruach chayim. Says Rashi, Lichto Ibrahmona Tati, Shoir Umave, Vetesi Esh Minayu. Let the Torah write Shoir Umave, and I can learn Esh. The Chi Parchis, Mala Keren Shikin Kavanos Lahazik, if you lost Keren's Kavanos Lahazik, you can remember Shein Techiach. Shein's not Kavanos Lahazik, and still it's Chir Chayev. Mala Shein Shish Anole Ezek, Keren Yuchiach. And you say, I know the Zeke Kirin Yochiach, and so the Rav Doma Mave Ze Odom, Tezi Hachi. And according to Rav, this is Mave Ze Odom, this is how you will learn it. Keeper, his Mala Shoy Shekain, Shekavonos, and Azik Toma Be'esh, Be'esh, Odom Yochiach. If you want to say Esh differs from Shoy because Shoy is Kavonos and Azik and Esh isn't, Odom will prove Shafilo in Kavonos and Azik Chayiv. And Odom is Chayiv even if he didn't have Kavonos, he did not, Odom Muad Ben Eir Ben Yoshin. And Odom is always a mood, whether he's alive or asleep, he's unconscious, subconscious, and makes no difference. A man is responsible for all his actions. That's a frightening thought, isn't that, sir? What does it mean? That you're responsible for even things that you do when you're subconscious or unconscious. Well, so there's never a moment till the day we die, till the moment we die, when we're not responsible for our actions. Oynes is no taina, and being unconscious or subconscious is no taina. Man is responsible. That's what's a Shabbos shir. For Nezek, no. Not for Nezek. Whether he would get the death sentence for murder, that I'm not sure. Chereshuit of a cotton, Benon the Chaveh, and Benon the Mokums, it works. But in Nezek, is Doch is Chayiv. My Lord, Odom Shekin Chayiv Barba Dvorim, show you Chiach. I will say, but Odom is a different parasha altogether. He's got his Arba Dvorim to pay. Show you here. Hatzad Hashove Shomer Shedarkon Lahazik Ushmirosu Malechol. The Tzad Hashove is, since it normally damages, you've got to watch out. And a man has to know that he normally damages, therefore he's got to watch out over his own body. Afani Avi Esh, and so fire should be no difference. It's yours and your obligation to watch, and that's it. Haldaroma Chadu Mitati Namilu Asir Deliru Ikeri Numave Shishpoen Ruachayim Karei Esh. That does not include Shur and Mave. The difference is between Keren and Mave, that they have Ruach HaChaim, and that can't be compared to Esh, which doesn't have Ruach HaChaim. Says the Gemara, the Omar Rove, the Kulu, Ki Shadis Boir Benayu, Asya Kulu Bame Hatzad, the Barmi Kerin. All of them, if you had Boir and one other, all the others could be learnt with a Mehatzad, with the exception of Kerin. Mishum de Ikil Mifrach, Mala Kulu, Shekin Muodu Mitchilosum. Kerin is different because the others are all Muad Mitchilosum and Kerin is not. But apart from Keren, they could all be learned from Shor and Boir and one other. So if you had Boir and Keren, you could learn them all. That's all that you need, Lamaisa. Yeah. If you had Bor and Kirin, you could learn them all. Says Rashi. The Kulu Kishad is Bor Benayu Asi. Iksiv Bor Vechadu Mehanoch. If Bor and one other were written, Atya Kulu Mehau Meidach. Betzadashovi. The Iksiv Bor Vekirin. Let's analyze this Rashi. Let's assume that Bor and Kirin are written. Asher Shein Minayu Hachi. This is how Shein would be learned. Ma boshin darkulele chalazik chayiv, shen shi darkulele chalazik loikol shchein, ma le boshin ken tchilas asiyoso uimed lenezek, toma b'shein, which is not tchilas asiyoso uimed lenezek, keren yuchiyach. Ma le keren shiken chavonosu lahazik, bor yuchiyach. V'chozor adin, and you can go backwards and forwards, atzad ha-shobah shobahin, the common denominator is, shedarkon lahazik, umamoyincho, ushmirosun olecho, and so on. Afaniya v'shein, and so on. V'chein regel mikeren uvor, and likewise regel can be learned from keren uvor. D'chi pirchas ma'il uvor shekin chilas asiyosu lenezik. You always start this way. Start questioning bor. How can you learn from bor? Bor is made for damage. Toma beregel, regel is not made for damage. Keren yuchiach, keren is also not made for damage. Ma'il keren shekin kavanosu lazik, bor yuchiach. V'chein esh mikeren uvor. B'kulon tchilas hadin. They all start off the same way. Ma boshin darkon leilich olazik chayev. Eilu kulon shedarkon leilich olazik lo kol shchein. Ma le boshin ken tchilas asiyosui. Ah, you'll say with bor, it's tchilas asiyosui le nezek. V'chein ikosov rachmona bor v'shein. Atu kulu. And also if bor and shein were there, you could learn them all. Hinach nami le barbi keren. All of them accepting keren. Bahai dina in the following way. Ma boshin darkon leilich olazik chayev regel v'esh lo kol shchein. V'chein odom. Ma le boshin ken tchilas asiyos on the nezek. I'm assuming that you've all worked through this Rashi already. Ma le boshin ken tchilas asiyos on the nezek. Toi ma b'chol eilu shein tuchiach. Ma le shein shekein yesh hano lehezeke. Toi ma b'chol eilu. Bo tuchiach. Hatzad ha-shovi shebayim, etc. Av ani avi kol eilu, and so on. Aval keren loy asi minayu. But keren cannot be learned from them. The ikel mifrach, because you can always ask a question which will not have an answer. Ma la tzad ha-shovi. The tzad ha-shovi shebe-boi v'shein. In any other case, the tzad ha-shovi, for example, in boi v'shein would be shekein muodim mitchilosom, that they are muod to start with, toima bekeren. Keren is not muod mitchilosom, and therefore it can't be learned from there. V'chein ikosiv boi v'regel asyu kulim yehodina de boi l'bar mekeren. V'chiparch is ma l'boi shekein tchilas asyosom l'nezek, toima b'shein v'esh. Toima b'shein. V'esh v'esh. V'odom, regel yuchiach. Ma'ale regel shekein ezeko motzui, d'chol shoyim ha'leches. Aye, regel is hezek motzui, whenever it walks all the time. Toima b'chol eilu, bo yuchiach. The others is not so, but bo, it's also ready for hezek at all times. V'choz radin, atzad ha'shov, etc. Afani avi kol eilu. Aval kerem loy asya. But even if they're all there, you will not be able to learn kerem from them. The ma'ale atzad ha'shov, shemem shemuodim mitchilosun, toima b'kerem. We'll have to analyze why Rashi goes through such arichus. The Chora Rashi could do it much shorter. V'chein ik kosov boir v'esh hava'atu inach b'haydina mi boir. And also if boir and esh was written, it could be learned from boir. V'chi pirchas ma'ala boir shekein tchilas asuyos l'nezak toima b'regel v'shein v'odom esh tuchiach. Ma'ala esh shekein moedis lechol ben sheroyilo ben sheinoroyilo. Aye, esh you'll ask on an esh damages anything. It damages what's edible for it, what isn't edible for it. It just damages whatever is in its passage. Kigun etzim kenim v'avonim. Toima b'shein she'en amu edes elolodov aroyilo. And shein only eats that which is fit for its consumption. Bor yuchiach. Fit will be mechiach. She'en amu edes elolodov aroyilo. Bor also you're not chayav for everything. You're only chayav for certain things. Dov she'en aroyilo. Mind you, what are the things which are not fit for the consumption of a bird, so to say. Odom dichtiv v'nofasham ashoiru chamor, shoi v'loi odom, chamor v'loi kelim. We see that from bird is excluded the din of odom and of kelim. So a bird is also selective as to the nezikin for which it is chayev. And yet you see that it's chayev, so it's no different to esh. Din nofa b'voir odom v'kelim potur bal habur. For if a man or kelim fell into a pit, the bal habur is potur. That's tzad ha-shovi shoben, afani avishen, etc. Odom v'regil befal yidine. And Odom and Regil can be learned half the din. You don't even have to go the whole way. Halfway you can learn Odom and Regil. Dechi amris esh techiach, because the moment you say fire proves, leke lemifrech ma'ala esh midi. There's nothing to ask on ma'ala esh. That's it. You, from esh you can already learn odom. It's ma'amoyin chosh mirosan alecha, finished. What could you ask? Is it right that you can't ask anything on esh? Kerechachem uruvbo? Why don't we say kerechachem uruvbo? So what does Rashi hold?
Is it possible for the fire to spread young enough to wind?
No.
Catch on to the thorns, what they said.
I suppose in theory it can.
As long as it's a fire.
I suppose in theory it can, if there's no wind at all.
That's not called Davah, is it? Fire itself.
Maybe you could say it. Because Adam, you say, if he's responsible, even Yashan.
Yeah.
What if it's Korach Achim Urufo? Doesn't apply.
No, but if it doesn't apply, that's a kasha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there isn't another. Hey, she chayev because of the Korach Achim Urufo. Yeah, but you could only learn from there, you would only want to learn from there that where there's a Kriach Achim Uruv Boy, which is a predictable Kriach Achim, that's part of Kriach Achim Uruv Boy, is a predictable one, a Ruach Shein and Mitzui, you're not chayav for. Whereas with Odom, it isn't necessarily as predictable. Now, what is the chidush of Kriach Achim Uruv Boy? It's not that therefore I might have thought he's potter. It's the reason he's chayev is because there's a predictable wind. It's a ruach mitzuyah, and a person has to know that a fire is fanned by a predictable wind. Mashma, if it was unusual, if it's in a place where there are no winds, and even a light wind is unpredictable, then it's a ptur koach hacham uruvah. To Odom. So Odom, we would have to say, also that unpredictable could be, is asleep. In Esh. Writes about Odom.
So then it's a
Kal v'chomer. So Odom Ayoshin.
That's still part of you that you're responsible for. It's not something outside of you like a Kula. There's no reason to be Potter as you, because even though you're sleeping, certainly not a ground for Kula.
Yeah, but Kulach Acher isn't a ground for pattering him. Kirch Achim Uruvu is a grounds for being mechayev in the fire. Yeah, otherwise, if it was a Ruach Shein HaMetzuya boy, why is he potter? It's Kirch Achim Uruvu.
Because you would have thought that Kirch Achim Uruvu, even Ruach Metzuya, it's ground to
potter. Since it wasn't him, it was the Ruach. Comes the Torah to tell you that the Kriach Achim Uruv Boy, you're still chayiv. Provided it's predictable. And what about Odom? So Odom, you might say, that in Odom, where there's no Kriach Achim, certainly he's going to be chayiv. That's how you want to say. Well, the Orishonim will learn that in a Ruach HaChaim, in a thing with a Ruach HaChaim, has the same din as a. We'll come on to that. There is a shita that Odom and Shoyr are also Kriach Achim Uruv Bohem. Have the same din as Esh. Aval Keren lo yasi demayla atadashove bevoyr ve'esh shekein mo'odi mitchilosu. Well, how can you rova boil the mechad meidach loy matzilomeimer kishad is chad benayo atu kulu mihalu mechad meidach. Boil is the only one that guarantees the limud for all of them. Says Rashi, that's why Rova says, and that's why Rashi tries them all to show you that if it had any two others, it wouldn't cover all cases. The only one that covers all cases is boil and one other. Boil must be there. To mikol trei minayo lo avatu loy keren veloy boil. Because from any other two, not only would Keren not be able to be learnt out, but Bor also would not be able to be learnt out. Keren, me'esh v'regel v'shein v'odom loy, Karen cannot be learned from Eish, Regel, Shein, Ve'odom, Demaila Kulu, Shekin, Ve'odom, Mitchil also. Uboir Nami Loyasye, Demaila Kulu, Shekin, Darkon, Leilich, Ulahazik. And Bor couldn't be learned from the others because all of the others go and do damage, they're active, and the Bor is passive. V'kashilach lema kishad is Karen benayu, Inokat Karen. V'kashilach lema kishad is Karen benayu. Let it then say Karen and one other should be able to be learned. And then what then? Accepting which one? What won't be able to be learned if you've got Karen and one other? Boy, so it's only one. So either way. In other words, the way we've done it, you can't learn Karen. And if you had Karen, you wouldn't be able to learn Boy. So either way, you wouldn't be able to learn one. So why does he specifically say Boy? You should say Karen or Boy and one other. You could learn the others from. Or, even better, it's far better to say Karen, because if you've got Karen and one other, then it's only Bo you can't learn. Because then it was Darkon Leilech Elahazik. So let's see. Inokat Karen, Ike Tredel Atimine, Mechad Meidach. Ikashilach Leimba, Kishad is Karen Beinayu. Inokat Karen, iketrei deloy atimine. Mino o michad meidech. The inokat oy regel o shein oy odom badi Karen. Let's try. If regel shein o odom were with Karen, loy asyeish minayu de pachin and malatado de shavish beim shish beim ruachayim. Vechein bernami loy asy minayu, and boy also couldn't be learned. Vi inokat eish badi Karen, and if you included eish, loy asy shein uvoy minayu de chipachin and malay shikin acheles apilu dove shein roy lo kegun kelim, toma beshein de potur ala kelim, kidet nan bemaslisin. So you would always be left out with two. Bor and one other would not be able to be learned from Keren and one other. Let's just finish the sugya. Ask the Gemara, Uleman Domer, Ado Rabbe Keren Adifa Shikavonosu Lahazik. We could learn them all. Elo Lamai Hilchisa Kesevinu. So the Gemara withdraws and says, what is the reason, therefore, that all are written in the Torah, the Rachmana, Lehilchusehen? They are written not because we couldn't learn the one from the other, we could learn the one from the other, that you are Chayev. But each one has specific halachas which couldn't be learned from the other. Keren, the chalik ben tamel u'mu'edis. Keren's uniqueness is tamen mu'ed. Shein v'regel afeitram b'rishus harabim. Shein and regel are potter in rishus harabim. That is their uniqueness. Bor lifter b'ris ha'kelim. Bor is potter, patas kelim are not chayev. You must remember this, because right through the Masechta we're going to be referring to these unique aspects of each av. What is, to make enough kimina, whether we classify a particular nezek as Shein or as Boyer or whatever it will be, these halachas will be affected. Ul Rabbi Yehuda de Mechayev al iske kelim b'voyer, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Boyer is chayev for kelim, lifto boyer so odom. So he learns that it's tepata odom. Odom, why is odom mentioned in the Torah? The chayev b'arba dvorim, because odom has the four things. Eish lifto boyer satolun. Ul Rabbi Yehuda de Mechayev al iske tolun be'eish. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Eish is Chayev on hidden things, Tomun means that Eish, you're only Chayev for those things that are visible from the outside. But things that are hidden in the wheat that you can't see from the outside, you're not Chayev for on Eish. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you are, Be'esh li tuye mai, li tuye licheko niroi v'sikzecho avonov. If the fire partially damages the plow or the stones over there, doesn't destroy them, it just partially damages them, that you chayiv as well. That's unique about Eish. Says Rashi, Uleman Domer, and according to the man Domer, who holds that Karen is the worst of the lot, lo yisparish hecha. Says Rashi, I don't know where it says that. In the Vilna Gaon, you'll see on the side, says it says on the previous daf. So what you've got to do, A is find out where on the previous daf it says so, and B, why Rashi didn't notice it. And Tosfos deals with it in a different way. What does it mean, the halachas? The unique halachas that the one has which the other doesn't. We learn from Rishus Acher that you are only chayav shein v'regel if it's in the Rishus of the Nizak. Says Rashi, Bor, you don't have to go through this process for. Bor, you need in any case. Bor has to be there because you couldn't learn without Bor. So Bor is not there only to teach you the halachas of Bor. Bor is there because without Bor, you wouldn't be able to learn any of the others. And you wouldn't be able to learn Bor from them. But the Gemara is listing the unique halachas of each Av, so it lists Bor as well. But that's not, you don't have to come on to that as to the reason for Bor being put there for that. If there were clothes hidden in the wheat, Potter Hamavir Dichtiv Bei Oy Hakamo, the Dashina Bishili Akoinit Soin Ladir, Ma Kama Begoli Avkol Goli. Just as the wheat is clear to everybody, so only that which is clear to everybody are you chayav for. La Fuki Tomun to exclude Tomun Deloy. Mashenkin Beshoir. And this does not apply by Shoir, where he's chayav Uvoir or Mave, where you chayav even for Tomun, for Rabbi Yehuda Kopoli Gosom, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Lituye Lichicho Niro, Shim Lichicho Ha'esh Harishosa Shil Chaveiro Yosichsecho Avonov. If the fire came against the plow of his friend or damaged his stoneware, stoneware, the term sichsuch applies because the fire doesn't really destroy them, it just singes them. The sichsuch is a little bit, as we've said, gabi pigima sakin mesuchseches miruach achas shelo nifkum bebeis dodin legamri. That sichsuch is a term used in shechita when we talk not about a pegima in the knife. A pegima is if there's actual a nip in the knife, whereas a sichsuch is a roughness on the one side. It's not that there's actual metal missing, but it's not smooth as it should be. Olachi kosuf eish lechayve bahani tenafkel an hosom mei oy hasode. These are learned out from oy hasode. Because from the others of the Mishnah we would not realize that Eish is chayiv even for those things which are not combustible. That's not the main damage of Eish. This is the side effect of Eish. And were it not for the specific limud in Eish, I would not know that you're chayiv for these two. Okay, right there. Should we aim to learn on Thursday as well? I think we should. Can we aim to learn on Thursday night as well, so that we can push ahead a bit?